Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. And we've had some big news this week from the Supreme Court. Of course, there was the healthcare decision Thursday. But I want to linger on some news earlier this week regarding their decision to strike down much of Arizona's immigration law. But they kept the part where police can check the immigration status of anyone they want to arrest. I'm speaking with Tony Ortiz. He's from Wright State University and is the Latin community liaison with the university. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
There's a legislator in Ohio who wants to revive a plan to let local police and sheriffs ask if they're legal. And I'm just curious, what do you think that the response is from the Hispanic community?
Adamantly against it, because there's a lot of legal Latinos in Ohio who would be subjected to what I would call harassment or racial profiling. You know, they keep talking about, and they talk about undocumented. A lot of times they refer, you know, they don't come out and say it, but they're referring to Latinos. But there are as many undocumented in other areas as well. Go through the system correctly, like we've done here in Dayton, Ohio. If there are issues with the immigrants are undocumented, face that. Don't subject all Latinos to that scrutiny.
Now, it's interesting. It seems like Dayton is actually recruiting immigrants, wants to make the city an immigrant-friendly city. Is that something you're part of?
Yes. You know, and one of the things we've been doing, there's a meeting every 3 months with the representatives from the police department, Dayton City. If there are issues with the undocumented, those are brought up at this meeting, and we try to come up with solutions. So we confront the problem head on versus trying to make an umbrella law, which will have a huge negative effect not only on undocumented, but as well as the documented. You're going to scare people away, and they're not going to report crimes. They're going to be more victims of crime than they are now.
Can you give me some examples of ways that ideas that you guys have as solutions to the immigration issue?
Well, if there's a rash of crime in a particular neighborhood. And if the undocumented are subjected to that and are afraid to come forward, that will continue. So as things come up, we discuss them, what happened, what can be done, and it's done. Very rarely do you ever see any positive news about the Latinos and how much they've contributed in the area. You know, for instance, there are a lot of Latinos. There's more Latinos with higher advanced degrees in the Miami Valley than anywhere else in the state of Ohio. And probably in the top 10 in the whole country. We have a lot of Latino engineers that have been recruited from Puerto Rico and other locations to basically help with the defense of the country. Okay? There are a lot of Latinos that serve in the Air Force and the Armed Services. But rather than concentrating or basically talking about the positive these people have contributed, we always just get the pushback that we've been getting here or in anywhere else in the rest of the country. You know, like Arizona and Alabama, why would any Latino ever want to live there or contribute to that? But unfortunately, there are Latinos. They're going to go where the jobs are. They're going to go where they feel welcome. And hopefully Dayton will be that city. But again, we have to look at policies and how they negatively affect people, no matter what background they come from.
There's also a movement in Ohio to help college become more affordable for children of undocumented immigrants. I guess it's Ohio's version of the DREAM Act, the federal DREAM Act. Senator Tavares is introducing this legislation, and she told Ohio Public Radio earlier in the week that this was not a political decision, but certainly immigration is a very hot topic right now. Is there potential that this legislation is capitalizing on that?
It could be, but the end goal, I think, is a good goal. I mean, you're going to basically take care of kids that are victims and giving them an opportunity to go to school and make something of themselves. You know, we've been trying to get bipartisan support for the last year and a half. And I thought we were close, but still there are some folks that push away because they don't want to enter into a hot area that may jeopardize them getting reelected.
I want to look to the future, the next coming months. This, I'm sure, will be playing out politically as we head towards the presidential election. What do you expect to see?
Well, unfortunately, this issue will be tossed around like a football and people's lives will be affected. You don't know whether it's going to be positive or negative. I'm hoping it's more positive. But at some point, The politicians need to put politics aside and basically deal. These are real people issues.
I've been speaking with Tony Ortiz from Wright State University. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.